Thanks for joining us this afternoon. We did receive some sad news this weekend of the passing of one of our minority owners, Alan Landis. He and his family played a huge role behind the scenes within our ownership group, and his passing will be a huge loss to this organization. And I just wanted to express all of our thoughts and prayers out with the Landis family as they go through this tough time. Transitioning into the football side, we're very excited to get our players started today in the off-season program here at TCO Performance Center. Also, big news for us is here to announce the extension of Eric Kendricks. I want to thank the Wilf family, again, showing that they are willing to provide the resources to keep our players here. And also Rob Brzezinski and Doug Hendrickson for all the work they did to get this deal put in place. Eric is just another young core player for us, great player on the field. He does nothing and represents us in a first-class way out in the community. He's a leader in the defense. He's a leader in our locker room. His work ethic, his prep that he puts in week in and week out is why he is such a dynamic player for us on Sundays. Hopefully we'll be able to continue to add players like Eric as we continue to build this roster and move forward. So I'll go ahead and turn it over to our newest extension that we were able to accomplish, Eric Kendricks.
How's everybody doing? I just want to start off by first thanking the Will family, along with Rick Spielman, Coach Zim, and my agent, Doug. Just happy we got this deal done. You know, I want to be a Viking for sure, and I'm happy to be a part of this team and what we got going. We have a special locker room, you know, and a fun defense for me to play on, especially. And also, this facility is ridiculous because I'm standing in it right now, and there's no better.
We'll take questions now.
Eric, how long did it take? This is Tim Yatter with Viking Update. Just wondering how long it took for this whole thing to kind of come together and where you were. Looks like you've done a lot of traveling. Where you were when you first were approached about it?
I feel like me and my agent were talking quite a long time about it. You know, kind of kept the communication throughout the off season. He always told me that, you know, the Vikings wanted to keep me here, and, you know, they knew I wanted to be here as well. So it kind of made things easier to get done.
Hey, Eric, this is Matthew Collar with 1500 ESPN. Just what does this mean? I know that you and your brother are close. What does this mean for your family to have this day and go along the path that you have here to this contract?
It's good. You know, my brother was one of the only people I told. You know, I definitely didn't tell anybody at all. My parents found out when everybody else found out. I don't know why I did it like that, but I just kind of wanted to surprise them. I'm sure it's huge. You know, they know how hard I work. They know what this the sport means to me, and I feel like it was just a natural progression.
Hey, Eric, this is John Shipley with the St. Paul Pioneer Press, and I'm wondering how, now that you have a new quarterback, how excited people are about next season.
Man, the hype is real. You know, everybody's super excited. You know, we're always excited to play football here. And like I said, the locker room is one of the best. I think it's the best locker room I've ever been in. We got the best defense I've ever been on, and I'm just excited to play for this team. And with the addition of Kirk Cousins, you know, it's not going to hurt us by any means at all. So I'm just excited to see how he can sling the rock, and I'm excited to practice against him, especially. Yeah.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Eric.
With ESPN.com. How do you value, or what's the value for you in staying with the Vikings? I know you said that your agent expressed that they wanted to keep you here, but now seeing for the foreseeable future that you get to be part of this number one defense, how do you value that?
It's huge. You know, I've been on a couple defenses, you know, as far as, like, you know, college and stuff like that. So I know what it's like to, you know, just kind of be switching around and things like that. it's good. You know, I like the defense we're on now. I like the group of guys we have in the locker room, and I'm just excited to get another opportunity to play with them. You know, I have a crazy front in front of me, so that's another factor that came into it. And at the end of the day, I just want to be out there playing football and winning championships.
Any other questions for Eric?
Eric Timmyatter again. You've led the Vikings for the last 3 years in tackles. Wondering what you still think might need work with your game and sort of your outlook for the defense in general this year.
I just think I always get asked this question, you know, what can I improve on? And I honestly feel like if you're not getting better at all areas, you know, you're kind of getting worse. So I just don't want to be falling off, and I'm definitely honing on my craft, whether that's pass rush, my drops, route recognition, things like that, run game, my first step is always a little bit sloppy. Just always getting better, and I'm just trying to take it to the next level, honestly.
Hey, Eric, this is Andrew Kramer with the Star Tribune. You brought up the locker room a couple times. Just what about this group do you think makes it a special group to be a part of?
Man, it's just, I just don't come into work, I'm never upset coming into work, I'm just always happy, smile on my face because I feel like I have a bunch of guys who are just like-minded and want to get the same things done as me, same values, so it's just fun.
Speaking of coming into work,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, today was the first day of off-season workouts for you guys. Any major absences with all the weather-related issues around Minnesota here?
Man, the performance center is crazy. We practiced, we worked out today in a new indoor facility, and I mean the weight room. I mean, it's just, I don't know where I'm going yet, but I'm gonna figure it out, and everything's really nice.
Eric, Matthew Collar with 1500 ESPN again. I'm just wondering where the biggest area you have grown throughout your year since you first got here, and if in that locker room. There's anybody that you kind of point to who's helped you along that path that would be one of the ones who gets the first text message after you sign the contract?
Man, that's a hard question because I feel like I just learned so much from everyone around me. I feel like the thing I'm most improved on, I feel like it's definitely my recognition of, the pre-snap recognition, just getting most of my work done pre-snap. And then just reacting, using my natural ability to get to the ball. But, from the guys that are in front of me, taking off double teams, to the people who are communicating me in the backfield, we got a great squad. So, I learned from everybody.
Eric, you mentioned the defensive line, the guys in front of you and that having a factor in your decision. When you take a look at, the acquisition this offseason of Sheldon Richardson and just seeing how, across the board with the front four, what are your initial reaction to just the guys that will be playing in front of you and some of the upgrades that were made?
I'm excited. Obviously I know who I played with already. I know what they're capable of, and I'm excited to see what he can do. Obviously we have to put the work in, and things need to get done out there on the field. But I can't tell you yet because I haven't seen it be done. So I'm excited from what I've seen thus far, and I'm excited to play.
Last couple for Eric.
Hey, Eric, what's the offseason banter been like at all, if you've had any, obviously, with Michael since the Eagles won the Super Bowl?
It's been good, man. That was a huge moment for my family. Obviously, it didn't end well for us, but things ended good for my brother, and he was able to go win him a Super Bowl. And man, just going back home, talking to him, that's just one of the things we dreamed of growing up. Playing this sport. So it's been cool, man.
Does it make you any hungrier?
I can't say it makes me any hungrier. I've been hungry, so it's just I just know what I want, and I just kind of work to get it. Period.
Great, thank you everyone for joining today. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to Eric, and we'll see you out here next week.